Hi everyone, it's Julian here, and today is a little bit different. I am recording this entire episode using the Anchor app on my iPhone 7. Thought I'd give it a try. You know what? I'm walking around the house right now, because that's what I tend to do when I've got a phone in my hand. I can't sit still. It is a mobile phone, after all, so therefore I'm always mobile with it, very rarely sitting still. So I thought I'd give this a go, see what the quality's like, and, well, let's just get straight into it. Okay, so I've moved to a quieter area of the house. It's a little more deadened in here, because it's furnished. I started the intro recording it in the kitchen. Not the best place to actually record something because it's quite echoey. But here I am now, sitting down, relaxing. And I'm using my AirPods, and I'm not actually sure if I'm recording this using those microphone on that or whether I'm recording using the microphone on the phone. I'm not quite sure how I'm going to tell. Maybe you can tell. We'll see. Okay, so I've come to the conclusion that the microphone that's being used is the one on the phone. The AirPods are not being used. That's because I could tell there was some handling noise from the phone as I was recording that last segment. And so now I'm just being careful. I'm holding the phone still, but I'm not going to move my fingers around on it. I'm just going to talk and talk and talk and see what comes out the other end. Part of the expression. So what have I been up to? Well, as I mentioned on my last episode last week, I have started getting into getting things done. The methodology that has been introduced, 10 years ago by David Allen. And I've heard some interviews with him and I've listened to some podcasts and it is brilliant. So I've started to mold my way to change the way I work, to incorporate getting things done. Now, I think you have to go pretty much all in to get the full benefit, so it's going to take a while to get up to speed. I have been making my Todoist lists and projects fit, and we're working to fit them in to the GTD way of working, and there's some great blogs and tutorials around doing that. And I've also been looking at Evernote as well and seeing how I can incorporate that into the GTD way. The book is really, really good. I've been a bit hooked on it. Haven't read a physical book for such a long time. Normally, all my books are on Kindle. About this time, I ordered the book from our friends at Amazon and it arrived the next day. I've been really enjoying reading it over the last few days. I've been working my way through it, getting through it bit by bit. I can't read it in big chunks simply because I haven't got the time to do that, which is rather ironic considering it's all about being productive. Anyway, not going to bore you with all of that. I'm going to get through it and I'll tell you more about it again as more time continues. So the clocks have changed. Yes, indeed. Last weekend, how lovely is it to have nice, lighter evenings? As I record this to you, it is approaching 5 to 7 in the evening, and it's still light and it's lovely. I've been having a little bit of trouble with my Hue lighting. I have a Hue light bulbs at the porch, and I have a Hue light bulb in the living area, and it has to be said, I'm having trouble getting those to come on a little bit later. It seems to be whenever I change the schedule, they either stay on all day afterwards and you end up having to reboot them, or they sort of don't come on at all. So I'm a bit uncertain as to what's happening there, but I'll work through that. I love my Hue lights. They're great. Look like somebody's in when we're not. And I've attached them to my Amazon Echo. Oh no, that's irrelevant. I didn't have to whisper that. I had to whisper Alexa, and so I can go to bed. And upstairs, I've got a Echo Dot in the bedroom. And all I have to do is say, "Alexa, bedtime," and she turns off all the lights downstairs. It's brilliant. I just absolutely love it. So, and I've got a Casa. It's not Casa. Oh, I can't remember what the make of it is, but it's through the Casa app, a lamp plugged into a wall socket in the hall, which again is controllable through Wi-Fi through our friends Amazon, and so I can turn the hall lamp on and off when I need, and that's also part of the going to bed routine. Really good. I must have a chat about the Alexa routine actually, because I think that it's a really useful device to have. And I'm probably going to teach a lot of people to suck eggs, because you've all probably got one of these things, either a Google Home or... has anyone got one of the HomePods from Apple? I've not tried one of those, but to be perfectly honest, I'm not sure I'm really that concerned. But anyway, I've got... There are three Echoes in the house. And I play music through them. Set reminders and find them really, really useful. Oh, and shopping lists. Yes, that's a good one. Tell Alexa that you want to add something to the shopping list. I then have an IFTTT recipe that triggers, and that will put the shopping list item onto the iOS shared shopping list that we have, so that everything automatically goes on there, and it makes it very easy for everybody to have the shopping list in one place. And this is a really strange thing about using the Anchor app, is that when you're recording, it goes off, the phone turns off, so it doesn't stay on. And when I want to come and stop recording, I've got to then bring the phone back to life. In the meantime, you're there, and I suppose I could really just have paused it. But I'm you doing this episode as a bit of a demonstration of the Anchor app to record for it with. So warts and all, that's what I say. So that's the end of my little experiment. I've discovered that whilst it's quick and easy to pick up the phone and record, obviously the sound quality isn't as good. And the very last part of this episode is being recorded in a room with rather noisy air conditioning, so it's not as great. And also, this room is not sound damped in any way, shape or form. It's just a room with a very big double glazed windows overlooking the road outside. Anyway, I've also included some small interludes into this episode. I don't think they're going to play outside of the Anchor app, so if there are any extra pauses, then many apologies from me. Editing on the app isn't impossible. I did manage to take out some real bloopers and lots of gaps and some errs and ums, but it's not quite as exact as using GarageBand and not quite as straightforward. If you have any comments about this episode, then please get in touch via Twitter at ProdMatters. And whilst I may use the app again, I think I'm going to return to my studio setup for future episodes. As always, I appreciate you tuning in to listen to little old me. This hasn't been a normal episode by any stretch of the imagination, and I do hope you appreciate this experiment. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, remember, productivity matters.